Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God. It's a beast, man. It's a beast. Some people just have to have it. Right in. Right. You know what? So you can have it right. See, if I had a more, if I had one of them little like lounge chairs or something, yeah, if I had something like that, I'll be able to probably build those things up. Yeah, right. That still ain't gonna work. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I probably won't move too much today. Well, okay, I left my lights on the car yesterday. So when I said I was going to leave the house about, I guess, 12 or 1 o'clock, it wasn't cranked. So the jump box that I used yesterday to crank up the dirty churning people car, I guess I used that juice up on theirs because mine wouldn't crank at all. So I kept charging it, so I didn't do it. So I just called, Sheila called Geico and had Papa Lock to come. So. But it's well. Not yet. That's what we need to find out. We need to find out what's the difference between having the business part of it versus the other part. Okay. Yes. Okay. So it's two different entities. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And cut your TV on back behind you. Oh. Where y'all went today? Oh, she died. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Outdo you. They trying to out, somebody trying to outdo you. Your black bag? You didn't bring no bag in here. Oh. Did you? You sure you brought it in here? Oh. Yeah. is doing updates. Put it in my pocket. I know it is staying there. And this chair is not comfortable. Did you see a black Bluetooth stylus pen somewhere around? And it has a white silicone top to it. Okay. All right. I don't know where I left it at. I can't find it. Okay. Oh, Lord. It's probably home somewhere. I don't know. LL. Correct. What now? You can't do that and then just say, never mind. He used to be the pastor before Pastor Gunn. I thought that name sounded familiar. I thought the man died. He ain't died? Oh, okay. Then why he won't build a new church? Whatever that word you want to call it. Redo it. For lack of a better word. Well, sometimes we got to hear it from out of somebody else's mouth. Yeah. That's the thing. You have to know your lane. Know your lane. Operate in your lane. They should have been out of debt. Well, I know they're in debt now. And he don't join this new organization. Well, usually that's what they do. It don't last long. Never lasts long. I have one, but I probably have to update it. And so I think it's Prophet Russell Taylor. Okay. Correct. Okay. Pretty much. I had it in my head. Probably trying to get the people to call in and pray for them. I'm probably not going to. But then I made this talk about praying in the spirit. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your holy name. It's embedded in us. You can see some delays. Well, grace and peace, beloveds. This is your friend, your brother, Prophet Taylor. I'd like to welcome you to the Prophet's Table. Yes, welcome to At the Prophet's Table. As you're coming on, please swipe, share, and invite, and let someone know that we are here. Amen, that we are here. And I'm telling you, I'm excited in what the Lord is getting ready to do and what the Lord is getting ready to say and for what he has already done. So I am truly excited. So please swipe, share, and invite someone. Tag someone in. You may know someone that is going through some things in their life and they need to hear a word from the Lord. They may need prayer. They may be going through something and they need to hear a word. And I'm telling you, I may not know everything, but one thing I do know, I have a word in my mouth for someone to come out of their situation. So listen, we are here tonight just to encourage you. We're here tonight to love on you. And we're just here just to say what the Lord has to say to you. Because guess what? We are all have the same thing going on. We all are being affected by this Corona 19, whatever you want to call it, virus. But I am convinced that the Lord is strong and mighty. He is well able to do what he needs to do to bring us out. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you. Amen. I see your sister, my daughter, Ayana. God bless you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I miss you and I love you, woman of God. Thank God for you. And I am just excited. Amen, for what God has in store for you, praying for you and your family. Amen. And, you know, just keep on holding on. Keep on holding on, because guess what? This too shall pass. My late apostle, R.J. Washington, used to always tell us, it's not what you're going through, but it's what you're going to. And so I want to encourage someone. Yes, we're going through these particular things that we're going through, but I am fully convinced that the Lord has something great in store for us. I believe God is using these situations. I believe God is using this coronavirus to bring on a great revival. Come on, somebody. I believe that in this season and in this time, something great is getting ready to transpire. And so we got to keep our eyes fixed on the King. We got to keep our eyes fixed on the Father. I see you, Sister Diamond. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And so we got to keep our eyes fixed on the Father, because if we decide to take our eyes off of the Father, what's going to happen is it's going to be distracted. And in this season, in this time, we cannot be distracted in what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing. So there's a song, you know, the songwriter said, Lord, what are you doing in this season? I don't want you to do it without me. And I want you to put yourself in that posture. Put yourself in that position. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I don't want you to do it without me. I see you, Bishop Apostle Stanley L. Roundtree. Thank you so much for joining, sir. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on with us tonight. Please swipe, share, and invite. Let someone know that At the Prophet's Table is on live at this time. Listen, I'm Prophet Russell Taylor, your friend, your brother, and your host of this great show. And so guess what? You are able to call in on tonight. You are able to call in on tonight for live prayer. Yes, I said you are able to call in for live prayer. So you see that number on your screen. It is 563-999-3060. So if you need prayer, you can go ahead and start calling in at this time. And I am excited to pray for you. I'm excited to pray for your loved ones. I'm excited just to hear what the Lord has to say. Okay, I see you, Sister Diamond. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it. I don't want you to do it without me. That's right. And that should be a confession that we need to make before the Lord. Lord, whatever you're doing, listen, I know I have some hangups. I know I have some hiccups. I know I got some things that's going on. Guess what? I'm not perfect. But one thing I do believe is you is the God of all things. Come on, somebody. I said you are the God. And so if you trust and believe the Father in this season, guess what he's going to do? He's going to reach way down. He's going to pick you up. And he's going to turn you around. But you got to be bold enough to confess that I'm not perfect. I'm going to say it again. You got to be bold enough to confess that I'm not perfect. And the thing is, you got to get connected with the Father. And how do you get connected with the Father? You got to put yourself in the position, put yourself in the posture that you begin to pray and seek the face of God. I always tell the people, listen, all you have to do is get on your knees, cry out to the Lord, sit in the chair, cry out to the Lord. Sometimes we have to lay prostrate, put our face to the floor, and let our ear be to his mouth. Come on, somebody. And so the Lord is trying to speak. Somebody said, well, I can't hear the Lord. But guess what? He's always speaking. And if he's always speaking, you got to be able to hear what he's saying. So how can I hear what he's saying? By having a relationship with him. Listen, there are three voices that we listen to. Or there are three voices always speaking. What do you mean, prophet? Okay. Say that again. There's three voices that you hear. You hear your voice, the devil voice, and God's voice. But all three of them can sound alike. Come on, somebody. But if you listen, you can identify which voice is speaking louder, tying with it. Okay? So if you're spending more time with the Father, then guess what? You will know the Father's voice clearly. If you spend more time with yourself, then you can identify with this is self-speaking. But if you out there doing the things of the enemy, doing the things of the devil, then you will identify, well, this is the enemy that's speaking to me. And so I behoove you to take time to spend time with the Father and let the Father speak to you in this season, because there's some things that he wants you to redo. There's some things that he's saying, I need for you to acknowledge. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's some things that you need to realize that it's only going to happen through me. Mm-hmm. There's some things that's only going to happen through me. Now, yes, God will use, let me clarify. God will use people, because he said people will give unto your bosom. Okay? So if people can't give unto you, but I want the Lord to give me what I need in this season. Because guess what? If man stop promoting you, they can take that promotion away from you. But when God promotes you, put you at the right place at the right time. Yes, I understand that we're going through all of this corona, all this thing, all these viruses and all that stuff, and it seems like business is shutting down, seems like that you can't pay your bills, you won't be able to pay your bills, and some of you scared that you can't pay your light bill, you can't pay your water bill, you can't do this, you can't do that. But it's all about who you're trusting. It's all about who you're trusting. Now keep in mind that he's going to allow you to go through certain things, but he's going to allow you to come out. Huh? He's going to allow you to go through certain things, but he's going to allow you to come out. Okay, prime example. Just like Paul and Silas, they was on their way to prayer. And I believe that was probably around the ninth hour. They was on their way to prayer. And there was a woman, she perceived that these was holy men. I hope I'm not getting the story all jumbled up together. But on their way to prayer, the little psychic, the lady that perceived that they was holy men, make a long story short, they was thrown into the jail. But guess what? It was meant for them to go, to take a detour, to go to the place where they needed to go to, which was jail. Because after they realized that God was going to meet them at this prayer time, God was going to meet them at this prayer time. So they begin to sing praises unto the Lord, and their songs, and they're praying, and they sing unto the Lord. And what begins to happen is that their prayer life begins to, oh God, their prayer life begins to show up. Watch this. What you do will begin to show up. Even what you do in secret will begin to show up. So even the time when they begin to pray and seek the face of God, what begins to happen is in the jailhouse, they begin to pray. And the Bible says, and at midnight, the angel, oh God, the presence of the Lord began to send a great earthquake. And by it began to send a great earthquake, the cells begins to shake. The doors came off the hinges. And then guess what? The guard was scared that he was going to lose his position. He was going to lose his job because he was in charge of the jailhouse. He was in charge of the prisoners. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And so what I'm telling you is, if you begin to sing praises unto the Lord, if you begin to just open your mouth and shout unto the Lord, it will begin to cause a great earthquake. When things seem like it's going to cave in on you, all you got to do is open up your mouth and begin to sing praises unto him. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to pray. I'm going to intercede on your behalf. So if you need prayer, call me at 563-999-3060. And I'm telling you, God is going to give you an answer to your situation. God is going to bring you out of what's going on. And all you got to do is have faith in God. The Bible says if you believe the prophet, you will what? You will prosper. He will establish you. Some of you got some great visions, but you need somebody to help speak that vision into existence. He said, though the vision may tarry, wait on it. Somebody going to run with it. Somebody right now wants to see your vision, but you got to be able to put yourself in the position where you'll be able to give that vision out. I see you, Prophetess Caldwell, Dr. Caldwell. I will always cause you to triumph. Yes, God will always cause you to triumph. In the midst of situations, God will always cause you to triumph. The very one that's lying on you, the very one that want to lie on you and want to try to destroy your name to make them look good, God said, I will cause you to triumph in the midst of that. And what you got to do is you got to hold your tongue. You got to hold your tongue. You cannot allow, oh God, thank you, Jesus. I know there's people been lying on me or whatever. Guess what? I'm not worried about your lies because God know my heart. And the people that you're lying to would know my heart as well. So God will cause you to triumph in the midst of it. Come on, somebody. And I believe even in this season, the reason why things are shutting down and the reason why things are going the way it's going, not only because of this corona, but God said, I'm allowing people to have a clean slate in this season. Oh, Lord. I'm allowing people to have a clean slate in this season. And so let's get back to prayer. Don't you know prayer is a communication with the Father? When you begin to speak in tongues, when you begin to speak in the Spirit, when you begin to speak in the Holy Ghost, that's a communication that you may not understand and the ones around you may not understand, but that's a communication between you and the Father. There's different types of tongues. There's different levels of tongues. But guess what? The Bible says once you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, he says you can have the evidence of speaking in tongues. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I hope it's not bipolar. I know I'm going from one thing to another. This go with me. We're going somewhere. And so, you got to get to the place in God where you trust him in this season. I'm not worrying about what's going on in this world. It's just a prayer talking of what God is getting ready to do. I decree and I declare that your business will arise. I decree and declare that your business will be sustained. You're not going to go under, but you're going to go over. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, this is the hour, this is the season where we're going to have a clean slate. God is allowing these things to happen so we can have a clean slate. Trust me when I tell you, God got you on his mind. Not only you, he got your house, he got your business, he got everything that's concerning you. He got everything that's concerning you on his mind, and he's getting ready to wipe away what needs to be wiped away. Come on and call me at 563-999-3060. I need to hear from you on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you, Peterson. I hope I don't mess up your name. God bless you, Mama Elma. I see you. My sister, Matonia Wright. Amen. I see you. God bless you. Bishop Johnson, God bless you, sir. Yes. Listen, don't give up on God. Angelique Patterson, God bless you. Don't give up on God because he will not give up on you. Call me at 563-999-3060. God got something great in store for you. I rebuke the spirit of worryation. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety. God got you on his mind. The prayer lines are open. The prayer lines are open. I need you to call me at 563-999-3060. It's on your screen. Don't give up on God because he would not give up on you. Listen, I'm your friend, your brother, Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of blue fire. Listen, I'm going to release a healing. I'm going to release an anointing. The presence of God is on this live today. And listen, it's not what you're going through, but it's where you're going to. And listen, I don't care what the president may say. I don't care what all these other people may say. It's going to stop. And you got to tell Corona, step back. Once to listen, if you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, once Corona see the blood, Erica, to come back to their original state. This is what the Lord is calling for. He's calling us to come back to our original state. This is the season of repentance. This is the hour that revival is going to break out in different pockets, in different cities, in different countries. It's getting ready to break out. Even in the midst of all of this, it's going to break out. Some of you are going to have a personal revival, and it's going to ignite something inside of you. But this is the hour, and this is the time, this is the season where you need to get on your face and cry out to the Lord. Ministers, you got to be, listen, you got to be that bridge between the gap. You got to, listen, you got to lay prostrate on the floor so the sinners can walk on you, so the trouble can walk on you, so they can get to the place where they need to get to. Lord help me, Holy Ghost. But what begins to happen is we hear so much on the media. We were talking about this on the other night, that how you have 80% that is surviving, that has the corona, that is surviving, that is still living with it, but then the 20 is being magnified. Lord have mercy. The 20 that died, the 20% that's died, that's what they magnify. Listen, don't you know that fear, anxiety, doubt, unbelief is the breathing ground for it can attach itself to you? 563-999-3060. Caller, I need you to come on. 563-999-3060. Whatever you want God to do in your life, you have to trust God. You have to trust God. Don't you know God has you on his mind? No matter what comes, no matter what goes, the Bible says weeping and may do it for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Well, I want you to shout, it's my morning time. It's my morning time. No matter what may come, no matter what may go, I am a survivor. I'm not just living in survivor mode, but I'm more than a conqueror, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hello, somebody. I'm going to say that again. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And listen, I understand. Listen, I understand that unemployment is backed up. I understand that the system went down, but God going to give you grace to get your stuff real soon. It's going to be all right. I'm keep telling you that your business, your life, everything attached to you is not going to go down. God got you on his mind. God got you on his mind. I know people that have been affected, literally been affected by these circumstances. But guess what? God is still in control. And yes, we are mourning. Yes, we are losing so many people. And I'm not saying that we should not be insensitive. I'm not saying that we should not be obedient to what the law of the land says. But listen, I'm going to be obedient to what the law of the land says, but I'm also going to be obedient to what God says. Because I know at the end of the day, that check will cash better than what anybody else say. Oh, Lord. God bless you, Bishop Sharon. Bless you. Thank you so much for joining. Lakeisha, God bless you. Elder Grant, Gant, excuse me, Dr. Gant, God bless you. Call me at 563-999-3060. If you need special prayer, if you know someone that needs prayer and you want to stand in the gap for them, call this prayer line at this time, because God has something special in store for, listen, you cannot give up. You cannot throw in the towel. You cannot no longer operate in fear and frustration and stress. There's no need for you to operate in that. Listen, don't you know? Let me give you a secret. Don't you know that we're living in the biblical time? Don't you know we're living out what the word says is going to happen? It is what it is. I'm not saying not, you have to use wisdom in everything you do. But in the midst of using wisdom, you still got to do what God say do. 563-999-3060. I know somebody out there need prayer. Please swipe, share, and invite. Tag someone in. Let them know that the prophet's table is on. We're here. We're here to intercede for you. Because I'm telling you, there's a wave of glory that's going to hit your life. There's a wave of anointing that's going to hit your life. Pastors, fivefold ministry, this ain't the season to give up. Listen, God has given us the opportunity to take media by storm. I'm going to say that again. God has given us the opportunity to take media by storm. But because you just don't want to take it, I can't preach because the people are not in the building. Listen. I have been in services where I had to preach to one or two people. And I preach like I'm preaching to 5,000. It shows your faithfulness. If God called you to this, and watch this, I really believe even in this season, in this hour, for the fivefold ministry, God is really seeing how strong you are. God is really seeing, can he really trust you in this hour? God is really seeing, are you going to do the impossible? Yes, it's possible for you to wait on the people to start coming in the church. Huh? But are you willing to get on Facebook Live? Are you willing to get on YouTube? Are you willing to get on Instagram? Are you willing to get on all the social platforms and invite those who never came to church before? 563-999-3060. Are you willing to trust God, fivefold ministry, to do the work of the Lord through social media? I've been looking at some of these, posts and some of these people that go live. Now you've been having more attendance on Facebook Live than some of you even have in your church. It's a great opportunity where you can bring the church to the people. But I understand that some people are so old school, they cannot come out of their tradition. But I'm telling you now, you better seize this opportunity. You better seize this moment to grab the people while you can, because they want to hear what you have to say. This is the season. This is the time for you to grab the people. So what's going to happen is, listen, if you are consistent in what you're doing, if you are consistent on social media, if you're consistent, people are going to start coming to your house when the houses are going to be opened back up. Oh, y'all, some of y'all mad at me, but it's okay. Hello, caller, how are you? They say wear a mask, wear a mask. They say you need to wear gloves, wear gloves. You need to stay 6 feet, stay 6 feet. Be obedient, but still trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Sheila, for agreeing with us on Facebook. My wife, she's typing so dearly. Hallelujah. Please call us, 563-999-3060. I speak to everybody. I speak to healing. Those of you that need a healing, please touch my hand. Touch the screen. Touch my hand. And we're believing God that God is going to do something supernatural even through this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak toward a healing, toward a restoration. I command your body to line up with the word of God. I call you healed and I call you whole right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke every ailment now. I rebuke every infirmity now. I command your body to line up with the word of God. You are healed. You are whole because of the anointing. Every yoke shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole. Hallelujah. And we give you glory. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, do not give up on God. Don't give up on him. This is the hour that we have communication with the Father, that you will be able to communicate with him, and he's going to communicate back with you. God has you and your family on his mind. I want to pray for, as well, I want to pray for the bereaved families, some that have lost families because of the virus, and some lost for other circumstances. And I know we are also praying for Bishop Black, amen. Bishop David Black, amen. Apostle D. Black, husband, amen. Apostle D. Black went home to be with the Lord on last week, and that just, you know, took a lot of us for a blow. And we're praying for Total Praise Church Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we want to intercede, amen, also for Pastor Quan Glover there in the Georgia area, amen. And we know that he may be in the hospital, but God has him on his mind. And God, I believe God is going to reach down in there, and he's going to do what he needs to do. And I believe that the warehouse of heaven is opened up. Hallelujah. That God is going to release what needs to be released in this hour and in this season. When I back in when I was in that coma about a year or so ago, the Lord took me. Father took me to the warehouse, and he said, I want to empty out this warehouse. But he said, the people have to use their faith. They have to use their faith. And so this is what we hear. So this is what we're here for tonight. We're here to join our faith with you. We're here to join our faith with you. So call me at 563-999-3060. Listen, I don't have no tricks. I don't have no gimmicks. I don't have no schemes. The only thing I have is the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, those of you that have been following my ministry for a while, y'all know I have no tricks, no schemes, no gimmicks. Only thing I have is the Holy Ghost. If the Lord said, trust me, I'm going to. But if he don't say nothing, I can't say something that he don't give me. But this is the hour for us to trust God. And so, Father, now we pray for the Blacks. We pray for Total Praise. We pray for Pastor Glover now. Father, we send the word of healing. We send the word of wholeness. We send the word of comfort to them now. And we command right now your love will just wrap and radiate around them now. And we give you glory. We speak it and we call it done. Yes, we lost a general. Yes, we lost a loved one. But Father, we thank you for the time that we had to spend with her. Now, Father, we send the word to Pastor Glover now. You know where he at. You said in your word in Psalms 107:20 that your word healed and your word delivered. So, Father, now, we send the word of healing and wholeness to him now. And we command his body to line up with the word of God. Everything that's not like you, go now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak it and we call it done. In Jesus' name. Call us 563-999-3060. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.